Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second and 11, Romo looks right. Looks middle. Oh, he's got Whitten at the five. Touchdown to the big man. Merry Christmas and have a seat. Four for Romo. 25 to Captain Whitten.
Thank you, Brad, Sham. Good morning, DFW. Happy Tuesday to you, Sean, RJ, Troy, and Roy on the home of America's team. And last night, Tony Romo setting some more emotions off in the Metroplex by writing an open letter to Jason Witten after 82 walked away to join the Monday Night Football broadcast booth. And I don't really want to read the whole thing, but it's pretty damn good.
It's very good.
So I guess we'll go through it, and I've kind of highlighted, but I can't really skip over a lot of stuff. It's really good. Tony Romo to his BFF. It's hard to describe how special Jason Witten is. Sometimes in life, you are lucky to come across someone that will change your life. Most of the time, you don't realize it at the moment, the profound impact and impression someone will have on you. The difference with Jason Witten is that I knew right away the impact he would have on me. Not only was Jason the most talented, humble, and hardest... excuse me, I'm getting choked up.
This is dusty. Are you okay?
It's like a dramatic reading. I like this.
Not only was Jason the most talented, humble, and hardest working individual on our football team, but he was one of the most genuine, good-hearted people you could ever meet. Here's some of the things etched in my memory.
I love the Christina Perry in the background.
Yes. Jason wouldn't give an inch in our younger days. He had to work the hardest. It was just inside him to give maximum effort every single day. When we were young, I remember him running the 200-yard shuttles, the 400-yard shuttles, and willing himself to the finish line every day. Jason has an insatiable desire to win, and no matter how he felt day in and day out, he was going to finish and win. And if I were a betting man, then I would never, ever bet that Jason Witten lost one of those races. Not one. The fastest player didn't always win. It was all will. No one had a stronger will than 82. Because of that effort, no one in the facility was allowed to give half effort when your 260-pound leader was beating everyone to the finish line. He just couldn't accept someone having an edge on him. He had to succeed. He had to win. He couldn't accept being average. I'll remember him coming to the sidelines trying to be respectful of how tough the quarterback's job was during games. But sometimes he just couldn't control himself. He'd say things like, "Hey, nine, I know we ain't got much time back there, but I got HQ freaking Harris guarding me.
Greatest line of the whole thing.
I'm getting open pretty quickly now. Don't be afraid to take a peek if you have the time." That was code for Jason saying, "I'm wide open. I have a bum on me, if you haven't noticed." And sure enough, every time I watched the tape, he was always right. "During big moments in my career," asked T.O., I added that, "the first guy I was looking for was Jason Witten. I knew where he would be, and I knew he'd get open, and not once did I ever go to him late in games on a key down when he was one-on-one and him not deliver. He always came through." And then Romo finishes with the playoff game against the Lions in 2014. Fourth down, fourth quarter, we needed a touchdown to take the lead. Last drive of the game, we called a timeout. I wanted the call. Why option? The problem was the Lions had double-teamed Jason most of the day, and especially on key downs and distances, nothing would be more key than this. On the sideline, we decided to call two plays. At the line of scrimmage, the Lions changed the defense from what they had used all game. I changed the play and went to Tennessee, Tennessee. Side note. The Lions aren't going to realize when he's yelling out Tennessee that maybe they're going to it.
Maybe they're going to the only guy who's from Tennessee.
I don't know if I have a bigger problem with the Lions for not knowing it or the Cowboys for making it so obvious?
The creativity. Even in Robo's penned letter to Jason Witten, we get more clues about how drastically uncreative this offense is.
82!
Guys, here's, we're going to fool him.
Throw up the X! Oak State!
Robo, I'll never know.
Sauce it!
Feed him!
These are the Cowboy audible calls. That's Tennessee. What jumped out to me. I'm like, Tennessee.
No hands.
That's the... Terrence.
Oh, God, Terrence.
He come up with all the plays for him.
Back to the Romo conclusion.
Back to the dramatic reading.
You see, I didn't know what the perfect play was versus their coverage, but I did know I had the perfect player. Jason made a move that was rare, but brought him wide open. Any high school quarterback could have delivered that ball. The secret to the play was trusting the best player to be the best player. And he was. Jason, you have set the standard for every player and coach who walks to the Cowboys facility, and there's only one way to play, and there's only one way to practice. And guess what? You can be a great teammate and husband and father while doing it to the best I ever played with.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
He also ended this very awkwardly. I'm not seeing a signed Tony or anything. It was just to the best I ever played with.
There you go.
Tony Romo with the letter to Jason Witten.
I love these letters that players send, whether it's written out like that or penned. Although if it's penned, you can't really read the handwriting on most of these guys. But, it kind of gives you the you see Tony's corniness in a lot of the things he did. It really wasn't necessarily there. I didn't pick up on the core. There was some cheese factor, but this is a great letter. And it was made even better by the dramatic reading. With the music in the background.
Yeah, and Witten had written the letter to him.
Yep.
And he walked away.
What is HQ freaking Harris?
Was that just like a fake generic name Tony threw out there?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
By the way, Witten got a hold of Parcells during the 6 days to make the decision, and Parcells told him, take the broadcast job. Go ahead, take the broadcast job. So that was the advice from the tuna.
You know, Bill had done that in the past. I mean, you know, when he wasn't coaching, he would go into, you know, he did a little now not necessarily on the field broadcasting, but, you know, analyst work.
ESPN.
ESPN. He did that. And he's right. I mean, Bill's always had the philosophy that if you think about retirement, just go. You know, once he auditioned for that job and he was offered it, you knew what Bill was going to say. Go. You know, you've already kind of given yourself the thought that you're ready to retire.
I don't know. But by the way, and again, he's the great Bill Parcells. He's probably created as many football lines and cliches as anyone. I don't know if I buy that statement about once you've thought about it, you're done. I disagree with that. You know, otherwise Michael Jordan never comes back and plays. You can't tell me that a lot of athletes – haven't thought. Roethlisberger's thought about it. Gronk thinks
about it every offseason. Yeah. Roethlisberger thinks about it every offseason. Peyton thought about it for 2 years before he did. Brady thinks about it, we assume.
So I think it's a good line. I just don't buy it. Many guys have had to have thought about rolling out, and they still continue to play, and they can be great. They can be very, very good.
Yeah, they can be. That's true.
A little, counter.
But Parcells is our generation's one seed. Of quotes.
I agree. No doubt about it. All right. Rangers were really, really fun last night. Let's hear how the triple sounded on 105.3 The Fan. Jurickson with the go-ahead.
Line drive, right center, base hit. This one is up the alley and all the way to the wall. Chu hits the bag at third. He's being waved home. He scores standing up. Profar into third with an RBI triple. And the Rangers lead 7-6.
This was a fun game. The Rangers were down 5-1. They come back and win 7-6. And the seventh inning really jumps out. Nomar with an error down the line. That gave the Tigers a lead at 6-5. Delino scores from first on a ball that just trickles into right field off the bat of Chu. And then there you have Profar with the go-ahead triple for the 7-6 lead. More good news. John Daniels told Ben and Skin yesterday Beltre and Odor should return to the lineup this week. JD said there's a good chance Beltre plays against the Tigers today or tomorrow, ooh, while Odor could return for a weekend series against the Astros.
You know, you talk about this game real quick. The way Fulmer was dealing through five with a 5-1 lead, he was dealing. The fact they came back and wound up winning this game and knocked Fulmer out of this one in the middle of the sixth. You know, this is a great win. It was a great game. You're absolutely right. This is a fun game to watch. That ball that Profar had then got to the wall quick. And then Delino, the absolute spark plug, he made a nice catch in center field. And then, of course, going from first to home on a ball that probably went 185 to 200 feet into the outfield tops. Really, really fun game to watch. Really good game. And, you know, the fact that we're going to get some guys back, that's good. That's good. You know, Odor's got to be, he's going to get the job back, obviously.
Yeah.
It's time that he keeps it and, you know, he's going to keep it. But, you know, how about doing something?
Other things I wrote down, Nomar continues offensively. He started the scoring with the solo homer. The guy that you previewed yesterday, was there a name butchering for Castellanos?
Yeah, I called him Castellanos.
Oh.
I made it an Italian last name and took off the S.
Okay, okay. Yeah. We changed the ethnicity.
Yeah, it's okay. It's like John Sterling. Just, you know, thinking yeah. Giancarlo Stanton's Italian.
All right, so Castellanos, he was sitting there doing damage off of Matt Moore, just like you said, against lefties. He's leading the bigs against lefties. Yeah. Leonis. How about the game for Leonis Martin, former Ranger? 2-run homer. He had a really nice catch out in center field as well. He had a double, and then the Gallo RBI double that went 117 miles per hour to right center field. IKF, that's what I wanted to talk about. IKF had his family in the stands from Hawaii. And as soon as they showed it, I should have written the tweet. I should have sent it out. You knew something was going to happen. They show his family. His mom is a nervous wreck. Had his dad there. Looked like his brother. A two-out. Two-run, RBI double, mm-hmm, chases Fulmer, and then Guzman hits the single. IKF keeps going and scores to tie it at 5. So that was a really cool, fun moment, especially with what his family and everyone else is going through in Hawaii. All right, what about Matt Harvey? John Daniels, as we said, was on with Ben and Skin, and the fellas asked him, hey, possibility of the Fat Knight coming to Arlington?
I think a lot of the speculation, rumor mill involving us, you know, because Dan Worthen's here and was obviously the Mets pitching coach when Harvey was at his best. I think that's why people are kind of, you know, drawing that connection. You know, in general, I mean, listen, we like those sort of things. The reclamation project, I don't know if that's quite the right word, or the change of scenery or things of that nature. A little different, I think, in season than off season, just because you can set up different sort of programs in the winter, or you can have a longer kind of like ramp to get going for competition than you do in season. I'm sure at this point the Mets would look to find a trade partner for him. I don't see that being up.
Oh man, they're getting some competition too. The Giants are reportedly interested. I don't know if this is JD just kind of saying, hey, look, we're not going to, you know, he doesn't want to give anything away.
Yeah.
It's a worthwhile flyer. To me, it's a
sign, not trade.
Yes.
I don't want to trade anything for him. Let him go through waivers.
No, absolutely. I don't know what it would take to get him. Yeah. I really don't. I mean, they know that they have to either trade him or release him. So they're going to get something for him to get an organizational, you know, type. Maybe a guy who might have a very, very outside chance of becoming Carlos Tochi. You know, like, what do you get? But
let me say this for the record.
Okay.
I only want him here for the entertainment and our selfish show purposes. I think he's a loser. I think he's Carmelo Anthony, maybe worse. He's a punk. He's a brat. I have 17 different headlines here. I'm waiting for them to sign him so I can run through all these headlines that I went and copied and pasted yesterday. I have Matt Harvey stories from behind the scenes. I don't think he's going to change. He's this entitled jerk. And I would never sign him on my team, but I want him here to have the entertainment value. I just want that on the record.
That headline list is remarkable. That they had this one website had like 40 Matt Harvey you know, blog stories about him doing random shenanigans over the last couple of years. I mean, that All-Star game of his was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, he had a good game five in the World Series. He had a decent run, but his velocity's gone down. Change of scenery? Maybe. I'd sign him for very, very cheap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.